Welcome back to Mishnah Yomi. Today we're continuing to learn the first Perek of Masechta Sukkah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, and Mishnah Ches. Tikrash ain't a love maziva. There's a roof that has no plaster on it. Therefore, it was put down as a roof, and you want to convert this now into a sukkah. What would you do? There's machlokas. What exactly is the machlokas of a Shamis Hillel? So you have a machlokas in a machlokas. Rehuda Omer, Rehuda says, this is the way I understand Beis Shammai's Hillel's disagreement to be. Beis Shammai Omer Mefakfek. First, you have to shift all the boards, as in take out the nails and move the board slightly, so that you have a roof that was placed down for the purposes of being a sukkah. Because again, the roof was initially placed down to be a roof. You want to convert it to sukkah, number one is shift all the boards, so that it's as if they were all reapplied now, l'shem, for the sake of being a sukkah. That's not enough. And you also have to remove every other board and fill it with valid schach. By doing so, you get out of the biblical issue of having beams put down as roof and not schach, because you're constructing the roof as anew, and you get out of any rabbinic issue of using beams that resemble a roof, because now you've interspersed them with schach. No, you can do either or. Either you shift the boards as in as if you relay the roof anew, or take out every other board and fill it with valid schach. Or Meir Amar, no, they actually Bishami's Hill don't disagree at all. Rather, you want to convert this roof into a valid sukkah. No need to remove every other board, it's not going to do anything. Rather, you have to rather than moving every board, remove every other board and fill it with valid schach. Hamakras goes b'shvud o b'arkavus hamita. Let's say a person uses invalid support beams. A person takes metal spits, or they use the sideboards of their bed in order to place on top of the sukkah so that they can place a schach on top of that. If there's space between them that can be filled with valid schach, so long as the kosher schach is going to be slightly larger than the total area covered by invalid schach, it's going to be a kosher sukkah. Hachot de last of a sukkah. What if a person goes and they see a pile of hay? They have a brilliant idea. Rather than making a sukkah with this hay, making a sukkah and putting hay on top, I'll hollow out an area, and now I'll have a valid sukkah because I'll have an area inside, and schach will be above me, as in the hay will be above me. It's not a sukkah because we have a concept called tasav lomina asoi, that the schach, when it's placed down, has to be valid. Here, the schach it's not valid because it's not on a sukkah. You're constructing the sukkah from within schach that's already been placed down, and therefore, it's not valid. I wish you all a wonderful day.